Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
I'm Tiziana Dearing, and we're spending this Memorial Day talking about food, as so many of us will gather with family and loved ones over a bite to eat. What better way to close than with Lonnie Newburn to show us some easy and delicious drink recipes that'll keep us cool in the warm summer months? Lonnie's the owner of the Boston Shaker in Davis Square. Lonnie joined us in Studio 2 a few days ago to show us how to whip up two fizzy classics, and I started by asking him what he thinks makes the perfect summer drink.
Oh, man. It's got to be light. You know, we're getting outdoors more with the sun. So porch ready. It's got to be picnic ready. Kind of tastes like those passing clouds. So something that's easy to drink, and you can drink more than one of them maybe before dinner.
Yeah. Okay. And so I often find that the ones that I can drink more of maybe before dinner can pack a wallop, right? Because they often don't taste like they have alcohol in them.
Right.
So they can be sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also now we're getting more and more that don't have alcohol in them that you can also enjoy.
Exactly. We're going to focus on one that does have alcohol or a cocktail, and then we're going to focus on one mocktail that's just as good.
There you go. So I could have, 20 of those before dinner if I wanted.
you'll be great.
Although I'd be very full. Okay. I think we should go straight into making one of these cocktails, and then if I have questions along the way, sort of in the larger vein of cocktail wisdom, I can ask you while you're teaching me to make.
Of course.
Okay, so
let's do it.
We're going to make the one that's got alcohol in it first, right?
Yes. We're going to do two drinks, two classic styles. We're going to do a fizz and a spritz.
Okay.
So the first we're going to do is the fizz.
Fizz.
And that's basically the cousin to the highball, which is like the gin and tonic, the Tom Collins, and the Paloma.
They're very great Gatsby.
Yeah, they're all light drinks. Yeah, this is the most luxurious of those classic pre-prohibition drinks. This one's going to have a real simple build, refreshing. But normally the fizz used like an egg white, so it made it a little more difficult. Today we're going to use a little egg white substitute to make it much easier and just taste as fluffy.
I'm also thrilled because I want to be able to taste it, and I happen to be allergic to egg whites, so yeah. I'm thrilled to find out that there's a substitute you can use.
This is perfect. Yeah, it's vegan, and it doesn't have any of the egg properties. So the first fizz here is usually built around gin.
Okay.
So we do have a nice New England, a local gin.
I'm going to take the top off of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And this is, it says Wireworks American Gin.
That's right. This is from South Boston. This is Grand 10 Distilling.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is just more of a citrus forward gin. It's going to work great in a lot of like summer highballs.
Okay.
And we're going to do 2 ounces of this. So you want to fill up the large side of that.
The large side of this little beaker thing. What's it really called?
It's called a measuring device or a jigger. This is a classic measuring. And so it's a 1/2 ounce. Usually the large size for the spirits. So you got 2 ounces of gin.
Right, pour that right in.
Correct. Boop. Well done.
And give it to you now, right?
Yeah, I'll take this.
Pour it into yours as well.
And you're just going to go down the line.
Okay.
You want to flip the measuring device over to the small side and pour 1 ounce of that lemon juice.
This is freshly squeezed, as
we
I
did.
Understand
I brought it.
It
right in.
It smells amazing. It smells like summer. I mean, this is pure fresh lemon juice here that I'm pouring. Now, there's 2 lines on the small side, to the lower line or the bigger line?
You want to fill it all the way to the top.
All the way to the top.
So that's going
to
be the full 1 ounce side.
Okay, so I've got 2 ounces of gin. I'm pouring in 1 ounce of freshly squeezed lemon juice. How disruptive would it be if I used non-freshly squeezed lemon juice?
You know, we always say fresh in, fresh out. The brightness that comes from freshly squeezed is going to make this drink that much more summery. If you're using the concentrate, it'll last longer, but it just won't have the brightness. So,
okay, so
don't knock yourself, but if you can, squeeze a couple of fresh.
So this was 1 ounce right here.
That's
in
right.
This, right? How many lemons did it take for you to squeeze 1 ounce of lemon juice?
Just one lemon. Usually you get 1 ounce.
Okay, so that's pretty doable.
Both sides.
So it's worth it.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
100%.
All right.
Okay.
And then to balance out the sweetness or the sour, we're going to add a little sweetness, and that's 1/2 ounce, or just fill up to that first line.
The first line in my little measuring size. So I'm taking this is simple syrup, correct?
That's right. So this one is just 1-to-1 solution. You know, it can last about 1 week in the fridge, but you're just taking the cane sugar, combining it with fresh water in equal amounts. And if you give this bottle a shake, again, fresh in, fresh out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to balance out the sour with a little sweet. And now we come to what normally is the most difficult part of a fizz, you know, cracking an egg, separating the yolk from the egg white, and actually putting the egg white into the cocktail.
So if you were using real egg white, would you like whip it first?
They actually have a technique called the dry shake, where you have to shake the drink without ice for up to 30 seconds to 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
Again, this cocktail comes from like the New Orleans area, so they used to have special staff behind the bar who would shake this for a minute to froth
okay.
it. We don't have to do any of that.
No, but I do really want to understand this, just
yes.
for people who are hardcore about their
oh,
old
sure.
school, right? So you would separate the egg white from the yolk.
Yeah, you crack the egg on the side of the shaker.
Okay.
You dump the yolk back and forth between the two eggshells, and the egg white itself will fall
falls in.
When you start shaking, those proteins kind of separate and creates this really kind of fluffy texture. And the whole beauty of the fizz is it's like drinking a soft cloud. It's like a really smooth texture.
So you're fluffifying right in with the other ingredients.
Correct. You would shake this with everything else.
Okay.
Without ice and then with ice.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, we're going to use a product from Fee Brothers. They've been around since 1864, and they have a egg white alternative called Fee Foam.
Fee Foam.
So yeah, this has some citric acid. It uses like a potassium in there to kind of make things frothy.
Okay.
But it dashes in just like bitters.
Oh yeah.
So it's like a hot sauce bottle.
Right. It looks just like a hot sauce
bottle. We're just going to invert this.
Okay.
And it won't come out until you bounce it. And we're just going to keep bouncing. I want to say about 6 to 8 times because we want to add a decent amount to
Mine
make that
came
frothy.
Out well.
That's great.
And I think I got 8 dashes in there.
Excellent.
Okay.
So we got everything we need in here. We're ready to shake.
Okay.
So at this point, instead
this is my favorite part.
Instead of having to shake once without ice and then once with, we're just going to shake once with ice.
Okay. So how many of these gorgeously, perfectly formed cubes of ice do I put in?
These are from the same kind of ice trays we sell, the shaker.
Yep.
Again, we have all the great supplies to make all the classic
perfect
drinks.
Perfect cube.
Yeah.
How many am I putting in?
I'm putting about 5 or 6 in
oh,
here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. 3.
Yeah.
Well, I'm behind
like
you,
that.
Johnny, now.
Oh, you're all right.
4. 5. Ooh, those are stuck together. So that works.
That's good.
Okay.
The more ice, the better, because it's the ice is the most important job of mixing everything, chilling it, but it does dilute the drink.
Okay, this is my favorite part because
you,
I secretly believe it's going to spill, but it doesn't.
So you want to seal it. You always want to have a flat or flush side. That's how you seal the Boston Shaker, making sure the top tin is angled.
Yeah.
Give it a little tap.
Bonk.
And then whatever hand's on top, you just want to shake over that same shoulder and bring it up to your ear and back forward, kind of like this. And when you start shaking,
it makes me laugh every time.
That the metal's going to get cold and shrink together, so it actually makes the best seal in the business.
I'm shaking it. I look so professional.
Let's give it about 5 more seconds of a good solid shake here.
And the metal is getting super cold in my hands while we're doing this.
All right, you feel that it's cold enough?
Oh, it's all frosted on the outside, hard to hold.
And this actually is an indicator to tell you where to open the shaker.
Which is where there's no frost.
Correct. So we're going to move this to our non-dominant hand or your left hand.
Non-dominant hand,
Hold it nice and solid with your thumb on the flat side.
Okay.
And kind of up high. And just like you're clapping, you want to hit that unfrosted side just like that.
Okay, so I'm going to hit that. Boom.
Hit it. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Try to check the top.
Yep. And
perfect.
It came loose.
Yes, it did.
Okay. So that's the top piece coming. Oh, look, it's all white and fizzy
in
there.
Yes, it is.
I know I shouldn't be surprised. That is what you said was going to happen.
This is a pretty good product, and it does a great job. We're actually going to put the Hawthorne strainer on top now.
Okay.
Other way. Flip it over.
Flip it over.
Like
that.
Now put one finger on the top to hold the strainer down.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to take our little highball glass
Our highball glass, which is not little. It's actually quite tall and skinny.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect for this long drink. And we're going to strain all of it without ice into our
highball
glass.
Pouring it all into my highball glass.
Yes.
There it is. And it's a tall drink of something.
Yeah, it's kind of like a adult lemonade here of sorts.
Yep. All right, and this is, of course, I'm with Lonnie Newbern, owner and operator of the Boston Shaker in Davis Square. We've just made the first of our two. This is the Silver Fizz, circa 1880.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more ingredient to add.
One more ingredient to make it the fizz. You have to top it with the soda water.
Okay.
And this is what elongates the drink. It makes it a highball. And you can just slowly pour this in there and kind of bring up that foamy top.
So really finish out the glass with this soda water from Fever Tree.
They say about 3 ounces. We're using the Fever Tree brand. They make a really nice soda.
Mm-hmm.
When you start pouring that slowly, it kind of brings that foam and develops it towards the top. So you get this kind of cloud-like.
It's going to maybe fizz
over
a little.
No, you did it perfectly. Look at that. Well done.
Feeling fancy.
So this is the fanciest of the highballs, but as we just demonstrated, it's not that hard to make.
Okay, but I got to describe this for people, right? Because it's in this tall, skinny glass, and it was all white, and now the fizz is moving up from... It looks like a beaker in a science experiment almost. It's really cool.
It finishes like a Guinness of sorts. It's everything that it sorts out.
Okay.
And now we'll give it a swill, and you'll get this nice, almost cloud-like texture.
Okay.
So cheers to the silver fizz.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a taste here. Well, I'm going to let you taste first. And tell me the notes you're noticing while I take my taste.
That is bright. It's got lemon, of course. Again, there's many different types of the fizz, but the lemon is the easiest.
Mm.
It's just a lot softer. It doesn't taste as acidic.
Right.
The base of this is a sour, which means it has citrus in it, but topping with soda water really makes it taste a lot softer. This one without ice means it's a little more luxurious, and you can drink quite a few of them. if you have the ice in there, it kind of gets watery right away.
Yeah.
So the Fizz is a classic pre-prohibition, simple highball that you can enjoy summertime, on the porch, anytime.
Well, so that's the word, Lonnie. When you said earlier, porch ready, mm-hmm. I thought, I'm not sure what that means, but this tastes like I'd sit on the porch drink it.
It tastes like vitamin D. You can make this larger in like a pitcher. I would probably leave the egg white substitute out, but you know, having like a pitcher of soda water with the gin and the lemon would be great as
well. Now we've got about 5 more minutes, but fortunately this next one is pretty straightforward.
Oh, yeah.
This is our non-alcoholic, also pre-prohibition, because older cocktail recipes are quite in right now.
Yeah, they're the classics. A lot of the new recipes are based upon them. But overall, they've been combining classic flavor categories together for a long time. The next cocktail we're going to be focusing on is the Spritz, which is more of the classic Italian aperitivo.
Mm-hmm.
And it focuses on bitter citrus, like orange and grapefruit, with soda water.
All right.
So where this one was a little sweeter, the Fizz, the aperitivo, or the Spritz here is going to be a little drier, a little more bitter for folks who like that.
I'm very excited to try this.
So this one doesn't require all the tools. We are just going to make this in the highball glass.
But this one's got kind of a cut crystal look.
Yes.
So great Gatsby, right? This looks Gatsby.
Yeah, we carry a lot of fun glass for the shop. This is called a pineapple cut glass. It looks kind of like pineapple frost.
Yeah, it does.
And it is an old design that's new again.
Yeah.
So go ahead and add ice to your highball.
Okay. And I'm trying to follow instructions. How many pieces?
You know, this one I would fill it all the way to the top. So
okay,
probably about
so
four
chunk
cubes
it up here.
Here.
Chunk and chunk.
Yeah,
okay,
the more
four
the better.
Four worked. Got to the top. For
nice.
Me.
Excellent.
Okay.
Oh, so this is what we're just going to build in the glass. So all we need to do is take the Ghia, which is our new non-alcoholic aperitif.
G-H-I-A, like the old car, Carmen Ghia.
Yes, like Carmen Ghia.
Okay, I'm taking the cork out of this. Here
so
it comes.
Aperitif, again, means like bitter citrus. It usually is like Campari, Aperol, and different types of Italian liqueurs.
It smells so good.
Yeah, this one is made with yuzu, lemon, has elderflower. It has gentian root to make it bitter, rhubarb and ginger. So it's really all these kind of citrus flavors with a little bit of dryness.
It smells very citrusy.
So this one's going to pour it on the large side, two ounces.
On the big side, the full 2 ounces.
You got it.
All the way to the top or to the line?
All the way to the top.
Okay. Oh, it's thick.
Yeah, this is
it reminds me like of, I don't know, like pomegranate or something.
Yeah,
almost,
it has that rich red color. Definitely
Slide
comes from the
across
citrus.
To you.
Thank
okay,
you.
And I'm going to pour this right over the ice.
Yeah, we're going to pour it right
okay.
in. This one you build in the glass as opposed to having to shake it first.
It's got that almost like a cranberry juice look to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was trying to think of. All right. And so now, that's bled down over the ice.
Yep.
Okay.
And then this one we just topped with soda to make the classic spritz. The Ghia really has all the different flavors in it, so you don't
and
have to
want
add a lot.
The soda water to go over the ice for the fizz,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Or in this case, oh, listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Not only does it,
Okay.
And if you want, some people give it a stir, but overall,
I've got this wonderful tall, skinny spoon that I have to use.
Just
so
like a single stir there, it
one
kind
stir,
of incorporates.
Yep, it blends it a little bit.
And the final step would be a garnish, and you have these two orange slices that
beautifully dark oranges.
Yeah, spritzes and aperitifs usually go well with orange peels.
So what we've done here, actually, what you did, Lonnie, is you put one inside the glass, kind of one on each side, so it's decorative.
Yes.
And the full orange is in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, the drink.
It'll infuse a little bit and give you that orange flavor, but it also looks great.
It also makes the soda fizz a little more.
Yeah.
So let's clink glasses on this one this time. Ready? Very nice. There we go. And let's take another taste.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really subtle.
Yeah. This one, I can get the dryness, you know, the bitter citrus, but overall, it's just a little bit softened by the citrus, by the soda water. It is more of a drier drink, kind of like people like Negronis, again, Aperol spritzes. So if you're kind of into those cocktails, this kind of keeps the palate going without, of course, having alcohol.
Yeah, I feel like if I had friends over at 1 p.m., you know what I mean, and we wanted to be celebratory and reasonable, right, that this is something we could really enjoy outdoors on a warm day.
Oh, yeah. This will keep you in line. And again, you could make a pitcher, a large format of this, and kind of just pour it as needed. Both the companies we work with that make these non-alcoholic aperitifs also create the canned cocktail or the canned mocktail. So they literally have the drink and the already with the soda water added.
Yep.
And you can just crack the can here and pour it over ice, and it tastes just refreshing. So we have Ghia, and we also carry a company called Filia. And these are like brand new and great tasting mocktails.
And good Italian names. All right. So in our last 30 seconds, this is the 10th time you have mixed cocktails on Radio Boston. What's the biggest change in cocktail culture over those 10 times?
I would just say the more intrigue and more people get into the hobby. Just as we run a shop, we're talking to more people all the time, and they're discovering not only classic drinks, but they're really enticed by a lot of the cocktails they're seeing out. So I feel like there's a lot of more people being intrigued and wanting to try making drinks at home.
That was Lonnie Newbern, owner of the Boston Shaker in Davis Square. You can find recipes for the drinks we made at radioboston.org.